for any of you guys, for Wilson, for you guys to go through what you went through yesterday and then be down 4-0 after half inning, how much resolve, how much grit did it show for you guys to battle back and get in this thing the way you did?
I feel like we lost last night. It was a tough game for us, and today we just came with a different mindset. Even though we started off down 4-0, we never gave up, and the mindset was different. You can tell. And we were having good at-bats and putting the ball in play, making contact, and the results came. But better than that, the bullpen, Libachor started the game, and then the bullpen shut everything down. It was really good to win a ball game coming from behind.
Jeff.
Jake, you obviously come into that game in a spot where you're in there that flips the lineup for them a little bit, turns things over. You're there to kind of stop leading and stabilize that game. How does that play out from you when it goes from a game you're trailing to all of a sudden the offense kicks in and that game is a lead, and now you're pitching with a lead into that game?
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything really changes. You know, even when we're behind, our offense is so potent that, you know, you're doing everything you can to keep us close, because one inning is all it takes with our offense. So, I thought the whole bullpen did a great job today. You know, we just kind of went out there, do your job, and then just hand it off to the next guy and just trust that, you know, we were going to get it done.
Katie.
Lars, you've done your fair share of international events this year, and I know the main focus in this London series is to win. But in your perspective, how important is it to have these series and grow the game to countries and areas where baseball isn't a popular sport?
Yeah, I think it's huge, like you said, to grow the game. And for a lot of us, it's the first time in Europe, and obviously baseball isn't the main sport in Europe. And so I think for us to, you know, have a big crowd like that and, you know, get the crowd kind of excited. Thankfully today we had a little bit more of an exciting game for the fans to enjoy. So, I just think any time that you can come out here and kind of try to grow the game a little bit, it's big. And, you know, hopefully they leave today and, you know, we inspire some kids to go out there, buy a glove, buy a bat, and, you know, go in the backyard and play a little bit.
John.
Jake, you've had a couple of years where you're up and down. You went through the shoulder soreness this year. How gratifying is this for you? Did you take a chance to kind of look around 55,000 fans and realize where you were and what a big role you had in this game?
Definitely not during the moment. You know, it was definitely the biggest crowd I've ever played in and or in front of. And, you know, it was definitely a great experience. When you're in the moment, it's kind of the same game. You know, you're just trying to attack, take care of your business, and just make one pitch at a time. But I think after the game, we were all kind of, you know, able to appreciate it and appreciate that it was a really cool opportunity.
Here on the right, in the end, second row.
Lars, you had a one hit, one RBI, one run. How do you assess your performance today?
Not great. I mean, I'm surprised I'm up here, honestly, talking to you guys. But taking in a win, obviously, you know, like you said, scored a run, got an RBI, kind of tried to do my part today. Nothing very flashy or anything, not like these guys over here. So, just, you know, okay.
Fourth row on the right.
Wilson, you had the chance to go back to your former team earlier this year. How was it playing against them in this new environment?
What was that? Excuse me.
You had a chance to go back to Chicago earlier this year, the team you had so much success. How did you find it playing them in this new environment?
It's way different for sure, but I enjoy it. I enjoy every single time, every single second out there. The experience was nothing but amazing. I think it's the biggest crowd that I ever played in, and the fans were amazing. I'm really thankful that they came out to watch us play, and it was a good series overall. But playing against them bring a little bit of more of edge, and I was just putting my whole focus on winning those games.
Katie.
Wilson, the bullpen obviously pulled a lot of weight in this series, not just today, but yesterday too, regardless of the score. Ollie said earlier that he feels like this could be a springboard for the relievers. What did you see from the bullpen that made them so effective collectively?
They were aggressive. They were aggressive in the zone. Strike one, like you always talk about, strike one was really important today. We work ahead in the count a lot, and when we were behind the count, we made key pitches to keep them off balance, and we were just trying to figure out which pitch works better in this kind of ballparks, and thankfully I figured that out. But the pitchers did a great job expanding the ball, hitting the corners, and making quick contact.
Derek.
this question is specifically for Wilson and Jake, but also Lars too, because I think he ran by you.
Everybody.
But yeah, for everybody. But particularly, I would like to. Can you guys describe what you've seen from Jordan on this road trip alone, and what he's done for y'all? And maybe did you peek in on him yesterday for how he was doing, and what he did today to come back from being ill yesterday? Jordan J. Hicks. Jordan Hicks. I said Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah. So did I say?
I mean,
Jordan Hicks.
We all know that Jordan has electric staff. I think the pitching coach and the front office did a good job moving him to the first base side, and ever since then he's been lights out. I mean, it's not perfect. He's gonna make some mistake here and there, but. In a game like today, we needed him, and he shows up to close the game. So he's been nothing but like fire.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely feeling under the weather, and being able to come back today, and I think he kind of knew that we were gonna need him at some point. And it wasn't a quick inning. He was out there kind of grinding and making pitches, and they were putting together some good at bats, and he just didn't give in. So. When we see that from, a guy that's pitching in the back end for us, it gives all of us that, kind of that edge and that fire just to, get the game into his hands. And, we trust him right now. He's absolutely electric. So he's really fun to watch.
Jeff.
Oh. Yeah, I just think that since he's been thrown in this role, obviously with Hells going down, it just seems like he's got that laser focus almost. And he's like built for that moment type, guy where, you throw him in a big game in a close situation that like he tightens up his focus even more. I mean, on the road trip too, between New York and Washington, got the ball three times, closed it out three times for us. And so obviously with Hells going down, needed somebody to step up, and he's kind of been that guy.
Thank you. Jeff.
Jake, I was just curious if you knew that there is a village of Woodford that's like 7 miles from here.
No. No idea. Never heard of it.
Winston Churchill was the MP from there for a while.
Okay. Well, good to know.
Go on the left side on the end.
Yes, congratulations on the win. For Jake, were you surprised there were no home runs in today's game? Also for Lars and Wilson, there's now been 4 MLB games played in London, and the Cardinals have the honor of being the first home team to win a game. Thus, no bottom of the ninth.
You're up.
I mean, I thought our staff did a great job today, and I thought we competed well. I thought we had a really good game plan, and we executed that. And, just speaking for myself, I came in, and I felt like Wilson and I were on the same page from the get-go. So it was just, get the sign or the pitch come and just execute. And,
I was hoping the balls were going to be flying out all weekend, but it didn't happen that way. And so, I was expecting those bouncy balls. But, I get fun fact and a cool one to be a part of the first home team winning.